All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Tuesday.
Yeah.
This day went by.
April 2nd.
Uh-huh. It went by, didn't it?
Sitting up in there watching Junior grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting watching you grow, man.
Yeah. Do you know, Unc, you've been knowing me since I was 21 years old, Unc. You've been knowing me that long. Yeah. So you watch me grow. You watch me do a lot of things.
We watch you get older. We don't watch you grow. You still
shut up, Tommy. You don't have to say everything.
See how you know what, Tommy? You're not a really good teammate, Tommy. Today, you're just not.
Tell
one.
Him, June.
You not
I
one.
Am,
you
Junior,
said the wax
you.
In my ear. I got to talk to Uncle about that too, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Earlier on the show,
everything yeah. going on with Junior. Junior come here. He come every month. Ooh, Unc, I can't sneeze. What you think that is?
Well,
I don't
know.
Well,
let's get on.
Well, Unc is his mentor. He's a, yeah.
Well,
his mentor.
Let me do something here. My closing remarks today. How about that? Because it can lead, it can come from that. Well, no, not particularly about Junior, but just about in life in general. Okay. I'm pretty sure he could use it. But we were talking about coping skills earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And what I try to get people to understand is, life is a series of things that happen in everybody's life. You know, people too casually throw around the word karma. Like every time something happened to somebody, people go, okay, that's karma. That's something coming back at him. No, a lot of this stuff is life. When the company closes, that ain't karma on you. There's a lot of people lost their job in that company closed. Things happened during COVID. It wasn't just cause of you. That wasn't karma. Everybody had to deal with COVID. You lose a loved one, somebody you love passed. That ain't karma. That's a part of life. Somebody leaves you. You break up with somebody. That's not karma. That's life. You got to watch how people, and people use karma to make you feel some kind of way every time something happened to you. They try to make you feel bad about it. Sometimes, y'all, it's just life. And the way life is set up where we are required to pass a series of tests over and over and over and over. The reason you have the test is so that when you pass the test, you pick up what's called experience. This thing called experience are coping tools. Experience is a coping tool. That's why as you get older, everything should not affect you the same way. If you get through something and you face this something again, the second time you see it, you should have developed a coping skill from having dealt with it before that allows you to get through it a little bit more comfortably this time. I remember when I was younger, one arrow, you could shoot me with one arrow and it would drop me. Now I'm standing up here, man, with probably 30 arrows in my back right now. But I'm still functioning. I'm still rolling on. Because the one arrow that used to drop me, I got 30 in my back right now, and I'm still walking around, and you don't even know the 30 back there. Because I've developed so many coping skills. I remember when the internet first came out. I remember when I first was getting drugged on the internet, how it affected me. Now, I don't give a doggone what you put out there. I'm telling you, man. I done got battle tested because I learned the coping skills of it. And God had to show it to me because where he's taking me, I have to have a tougher skin. So for those of you that's going through stuff, everything you're going through is preparing you for where you're going to. See, in order to get to where you want to go to, you got to go through something. Everything you want is on the other side of going through. Ain't nothing you want just laying right in front of you at your feet. Everything you want in life is on the other side of uncomfortable. It's on the other side of trials and tribulations. It's on the other side of challenges. You got to get yourself in this fight, man. And once you develop the skill sets, the coping tools, you get to use them again. Somebody asked me, he said, man, it seemed like you know a lot about a lot. I've been through a lot. I used to wonder why God was making my life this way. I didn't understand it. For the life of me, I just couldn't figure it out. Oh, Lord, woe is me. Lord, why me? Why not you? Because you have no idea why I'm taking you, man. And when you get there, you're going to have to be this person right here. You're going to have to be able to tell people in the morning how to have a better day. I used to not be a morning person, but a guy named John Walker out of Rochester, New York, he broke me from that when I was 21 years old. So now I'm a morning person. I didn't know how important being a morning person was until I got on Morning Drive Radio. I can't come over here, man, and be, oh, woe is me. And y'all sitting up in there tuning in to me. Oh, what's wrong now, Steve? Well, my hip went out. Now, man, what? Are you crazy? I have developed so many coping skills because I've gone through so many challenges. You can appreciate the dark moments in your life if you just accept the takeaway. Every challenge provides you with an experience. Every experience makes you more prepared for the next one. Thank you, Lord, for the hardships that I've endured and overcome. And now I have coping skills. Those are my closing remarks. Maybe that's why it's happening to you. So you can develop the coping skills. Y'all have a great day. Talk to God and love you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.